There is climate change, and then there is climate control. The former is fake, but the latter is very much a real thing. The mainstream corporate media says that reports about intentional weather modification are conspiracy theories. And yet, CBS News reported 9 years ago that government-funded scientists were able to do exactly that. It doesn't get much more mainstream than CBS News. Watch video below in light of today's headlines in which Hurricane Milton strengthened in a matter of hours from a Category 3 to a Category 5 monster storm, headed straight for the heart of Central Florida, Trump territory just like rural North Carolina areas hit by Hurricane Helene. This hurricane they call Milton is coming into Florida at a very unusual angle, horizontally from Mexico, making a beeline to Tampa, Florida. The storm is generating wind gusts right now of 200 miles per hour. Nobody, no buildings, can survive that. If you live in the greater Tampa Street, Petersburg area, I'd advise you to get out now. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. At the very end of the above video report, the professor from City College of New York lets the cat out of the bag when he lists a number of potential uses of weather modification. He says, and even hurricanes, all of this could be subject to weather modification. CBS News also suggested in the report that the U.S. government used weather modification technology against our enemies in Vietnam decades ago. So, why wouldn't the government use this same technology against its enemies today? And who is seen as more of an enemy by the government than its own people? To prove exactly who the government sees as its most feared enemy, all you need to do is read the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Bulletin issued February 7, 2022, National Terrorism Advisory. Hint. It's not Russia, China, or Iran. It's we the people. The only thing that could cause the government to release such an aggressively hateful document targeting its own people would be pure desperation. According to this 2022 bulletin, we the people have been reclassified from citizens to terrorists. We the people pose a grave threat to the nation because we are guilty of promoting mis, dis, and malinformation, which is code language for anyone who criticizes the government's policies on vaccines, election integrity, endless wars, and theoretically any other hot-button issue they don't want to hear your opinion about. Were you aware that we no longer have the right to express an opinion in free America, unless it lines up with that of the government and its corporate partners who own the legacy media, big tech, and big pharma? There's no mention of Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, ISIS, Iran, or the Chinese Communist Party in this 2022 bulletin issued by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. But there are a lot of references to things that regular, everyday Americans do every day, which is write and speak publicly about what they see happening to their country. That the DHS would go to such an extreme as to condemn and criminalize everyday, protected political speech tells you they must be on the ropes. They must realize the narrative they've spent the last 5 years building sits on the verge of crumbling. Their lies have been exposed and they are afraid they could be held accountable. I think we can expect to see more climate control being spun for public consumption as climate change. Source: Leo Homan.